Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Tamidi from Family First. I had a missed call.
Excuse me.
This is Tamidi from Family First. I had a missed call.
Oh, probably. I was told that these were the wrong ones I was calling. I was calling for Miss Chantel and the HR young lady. I remember her name is Miss Moody.
Yes.
And oh, so this is the office.
Yes.
Oh, well, hi. How are you? Who am I
I'm
speaking with?
good. My name is Tamidi, last name Martinez.
Hi, Miss Martinez. Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, Miss Chantel was calling, if that's the right way to pronounce her name. I can't pronounce her name for to get the sorry, the case started with Mr. Fagan, and my coordinator had called me, and I told him Monday morning we were supposed to speak, so it could just be assigned straight over.
So the
I had
client is
that.
supposed to be coming over.
Yes, he was never supposed to have been switched. It was a big mistake and error. So the
Okay.
coordinator and someone they was going to deal with it instead of getting, other people done. Mr. Fagan, oh, that's not right. That's a lawsuit. So they calmed the situation down to get them back. Like, where is that? That I would be able to also collect my benefits in the right amount. They switched him over to a Family First that was not. Just not right. I put it that way. To keep it in better words, it was
So you
wrong.
want to know if the authorization was switched over?
Yeah, I did see
Okay.
the insurance, the PHA helmets, but it was a young lady, Miss Shandu. Miss, she spoke with the coordinator, so I wanted to speak with her, I guess, because I don't know if someone else in the office know about the case and the situation. I just wanted the case to start rolling because one is going to be closing out soon.
I just have to look up the client's name. What is her name?
Oh no, the client is Mr. Michael Fagan.
To see, he has he's in 4306 North Fifth Street.
No, 15th Street, 15.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 15. When was the last time he got services?
From you guys?
Yes.
They switched him over in last year of October, like around October, September of last year. They only were supposed to switch the caretaker, and that was myself and Mr.
So they
Terrell.
haven't switched it over yet. It takes a couple of days for that, for us to see it in the system. Yeah, so we'll have to wait because without the authorization, we can't place you on a schedule.
That's why I'm asking, is anyone over on that end calling as well to see? That's why I need to speak to the young lady because I think she was on the case.
Do you know the person's name?
Chantel, Chantilly. I think she's the only other lady I spoke to there with you. I do remember yourself.
Let me check. Let me just look somewhere else to, so I can see who was working on the case. I'm just trying to read the notes. And what was your name again?
Miss Bristow.
Your name is not Loretta?
Yes, Miss Bristow, Loretta Bristow.
Okay. So I see that somebody contacted you on the 12th and you were supposed to turn in some documents.
No, this is what I'm saying. I have not spoken back to the young lady. She was supposed to call me back. She said everything was clear. They just switched my information over from the other family first back to here, where it was originally supposed to have been at. That was the initial problem. They switched him out. He was never supposed to have been switched over. Again, avoiding legal aspects, one of the coordinator had spoke with Mr. Fagan and I and said, okay, let's get him back over. And my pay was $14.50. I wasn't getting a holiday pay. It was a lot that I wasn't getting with them, and I didn't know that we were switched over. No one informed us that I spoke with you about that.
Okay, so I take it you spoke with Erica?
No, her name started with Ness. The coordinator spoke with her as well. I gave her number, but I couldn't get back in touch with her just yet. That's what I'm saying. What kind of forms are they asking for? How is that in your file if no one got in touch with me to say anything to me about it?
Yeah. So give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get Erica on the line because she looks like she's the one that's been dealing with this case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, thank you. What's going on?